Have you ever lost your parents? Have they just look? You looked around and they disappeared? Parents are so hard to keep track of sometimes. When I was a mommy, well, I'm still a mommy, but when my daughter was really little, I'm looking for somebody little enough. Nope, you all are too big. She was really little. I used to work with a summer camp. Do you know what a summer camp is? That's where you go, and you can go as a family, or you guys are getting old enough that you might be able to go where they do archery and canoeing, and you stay in cabins, and you learn about Jesus. It's fun. But somebody has to go in before all the kids come and get things cleaned up and ready to go. Well, it was called a Camp Work Bee, and my mother-in-law came to watch my daughter while I was working, because the younger people had more energy than the older people, right? Yes. So she was supposed to keep track of Tamara. Well, Tamara, like I said, she was just itty-bitty. She could just talk. And they were walking around watching everybody. And then my mother-in-law said, well, I'm going to the bathroom. And she left this cabin we were working in and went back to her cabin. And this camp is on a big hill, and then there's a steep road down to the lake. It's a very long, rocky, steep road. If you fall down, you have owies on you for months. What? You guessed something? You can guess. In a minute, can I finish this one? And then I'll talk to you, okay? Okay, so it's a road along the top of the hill, and there's cabins like this. And we're in this cabin, and my mother-in-law goes down 1, 2, 3 cabins away. That's 3 whole houses away. And if you're itty-bitty like that, that's a long ways, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, she didn't know Tamara had followed her. I didn't know Tamara had followed her. And she went down to her cabin, closed the door, and went back to the bathroom at the very back of the cabin. Now, inside where I was working, there was people drilling, you know, bzz, bzz, and hammering, bang, 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 and yelling, do we need to keep this? Should we throw this away? Are you going to scrub that? All this noise because there are so many people in there. Oh, and just to make it even noisier, somebody was playing music. If you were to cry outside right now, would I be able to hear you? No. But all of a sudden, I heard this cry, and I was like, everybody be quiet, Tamara's lost. And nobody could hear anything, but I could hear her crying. And I ran outside because I was scared, because it's dark outside too, just to add to the fun. It was dark, and there's no lights. No flashlights, no lights, because the only light was in the cabin we were working in and in the other cabin. The main lights hadn't been turned on yet. And I'm calling, Tamara, where are you? And she's, Mommy! And I'm like, stand still, don't move, keep talking, and I'll come to you. Now, they hadn't even mowed the grass yet, and the grass was as tall as Tamara. So I was scared, because how was I going to find my child? She lost her grandmother, and she didn't know where her mother was, and parents, kids, they're hard to find sometimes. And I told her, don't move. And she said, Grandma, shut the door. And I said, okay. And she says, I'm mad. I'm like, okay. And I was walking around trying to find her and going towards her voice. When I found her, I hugged her so hard because I'd been so scared. Have you ever been so scared before? It was dangerous. So many things could have happened to her. But when I was little, do you see the picture up there? When I was little, I first saw that picture. And I asked my mom, I said, what is that person doing? They're pretty. She said, well, that's a guardian angel. And they watch over children when their parents aren't watching over them and help keep them safe. And sometimes, most of the time, even when their parents are there. And I believe in guardian angels. Do you think my guardian angel helped me hear her through all that noise? Do you think you have guardian angels watching over you? Anytime I think I'm alone, I remember I'm not really alone. If you lose your parents, It helps to stay where you are so they can come back to you, because parents do get lost sometimes. Now, does anyone want to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for always being here for us and always helping us to go in the right way to be with you, and for always taking care of us wherever we are. In Jesus' name, amen.